Hi, I know you're really going to love our SSE Student Lighthouse podcast today. It's all about Habit 8. Did you know there was a Habit 8? It's called Find Your Voice. Our Student Lighthouse podcast team is really excited about sharing and explaining Habit 8 and helping you find your voice. Stay tuned and listen to our Student Lighthouse team.
Hi, I'm Duncan on the Student Lighthouse. I'm interviewing Mrs. Smart, the school counselor. Why should students know to learn about Habit 8? Find your voice.
Well, Habit 8 is all about knowing your gifts, your talents, and your passions. And so when students are aware of these things about themselves, they can use those gifts, talents, and passions to be positive contributors in the world. I love Habit 8, Finding Your Voice, because students can become role models for one another by finding their voice and inspiring those around them.
What does find your voice mean to you?
To me, finding your voice means being proud of your gifts and your talents. It's important to always be proud of what you offer to the world and to love yourself in all situations. Throughout life, we encounter challenges, and when someone has found their voice, they can use that to build themselves up in hard times. It's important to just always remember that everyone has special gifts and talents to offer the world. So Habit 8 is very important.
What are your passions?
I have a lot of them, so I'll keep it limited. But my passions really are staying connected to my family and my friends, but also helping kids navigate tough situations and tough times and help building relationships with one another. I love spending time with my family, my sons and my husband especially, but even my mom, my stepmom, my brothers, their families, my cousins. I have a big extended family that I see the importance of staying connected to them at all times and work hard to do that. I also surround myself with good friends who I always try to build up, and they build me up, and they're great to be around. And so I really love hanging out with them. But also I feel, in my job every day, I get to help kids navigate through situations and build relationships. And I just feel so fortunate that I have a career that I get to use my passion.
What could students do to help them find their voice?
Well, I definitely think that students should try out different things and see if they like it or not. I think that that's the most important part. And it can be hard to be bold and get out there and try something new when we don't know if we're going to be good at it or not. It gets us out of our comfort zone. But I think that if students just try things and see what they like, they can find their passions. And it's just good to push ourselves and try new things. Even as an adult, I have to sometimes push myself to try new things. So I think that it's really important for students to do that.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Smart, for this interview.
Thank you, Duncan. I really enjoyed our time together.
You're welcome. Habit 8 is find your voice. That means to find something you're good at and teach people something from it and make it safe.
Here are some examples.
In soccer, I can teach stretches so you don't get hurt.
In theater, I can make plays to watch at lunch or morning assembly. In tumbling, you can put on protective clothes and use soft mats.
Thank you.
I'm Emerson, and one of my passions is to clean. Some find it gross, but I find it quite relaxing. I love seeing the look on my mom's face when she sees her clean kitchen. In the future, I can plan on helping a neighbor clean their house.
I'm Duncan, and my passion is dogs. I want to go help dogs at a dog shelter I could walk the dogs, play with the dogs, and feed the dogs. There are more reasons, but it would take too long to explain.
Hi, my name is Ethan, and my passion is to bake chicken tenders. I can help teach people to make chicken tenders.
My passion is basketball. I'm going to teach people to dribble.
Hi, my name is Dorian, and I'm interviewing Miss Lyle, a third grade teacher. We're going to be talking about Habit 8. Miss Lyle, what does Habit 8 Find Your Voice mean to you?
Hi, good morning, Dorian. I'm so glad to have this opportunity to have you interview me. Habit 8, Find Your Voice, what that means to me is that you truly exhibit your leadership skills. You have that voice to not only talk clear and use great eye contact to explain what your needs and wants are, but also maybe when you're presenting, if there's something that you really love, for example, like a Dream Big project, that you use your voice to kind of share with everyone all about your research. But find your voice also means, you know, to ask questions when you have a question and to clarify with what your teacher wants you to do. I think you need to do that with your parents too. Like if your parents ask you to do something, then, you know, I think you need to find your voice and say, oh yeah, mom and dad, I think that's a great idea. Or have we tried this? Or could we maybe do this? So finding your voice to just really speak out as a young adult.
Yeah, that's great. I also have another question for you. What are your passions and how does that help the world or other people?
Well, I would like to say my passion is teaching. I love teaching. I love teaching all ages, and I also love learning because, you know, teachers always learn too. We never stop learning. But my passion, I think, is really connecting with people. Not only with people that I come across in the world, but people, students that I meet and parents that I meet each year. I think it's really important to connect with each student so that we really have an understanding of each other and we really get to know a lot about each other, right? I can't teach you how to multiply and divide unless I know all about you and you know all about me, because then it's fun when we learn together, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And thank you for coming and using your time for letting me interview you.
Thank you so much, Dorian. I'm very proud of you and your leadership skills.
Habit 8, Find Your Voice. Hi, my name is Parks, and today I will tell you about Habit 8 and my passions. I really like to do flips on the trampoline and make videos. So to find my voice, I can make a video to teach people how to do a flip.
Go. My name is Piper. Passion is cheer. Cheer does cool stuff like jumping jacks with pom-pom and cool tricks. If somebody does not know what to do, you should teach them how to do a backflip. So they know how to learn about stuff.
Thank you, Piper, for teaching us about cheer.
Hi, my name is Dorian, and my passion is singing, and that can help other people by being brave to do mostly anything out in public, and we're talking about Habit 8, which is Find Your Voice. I'm going to help people do anything in public so they can learn that it doesn't matter what other people think about you. I want to help people build confidence speaking in public.
Thank you.
I'm Audrey, and my passion is
to play
with
and help
With
cats.
Cats.
I will give water.
Water.
And cat food.
And cat food.
Along with toys.
Along with toys.
I hope you enjoyed our podcast on Habit 8, Find Your Voice. You got to listen to our school counselor and one of our third grade teachers tell you about how they use Habit 8 to find their voice, and that you got to listen to all of our podcast team tell you about their passions and how they make a positive impact in our school, in their families, and in their neighborhoods. I hope you too can find your voice and use your passions to make a positive impact in your world.